entertaining talk radio broadcast on the internet. This is HearUsTalk.com, the thing you do with your ears and the place to be.
Hello to all my fans. Thanks for sending me your letters. I really enjoy reading them while setting your fucking houses on fire. Keep your fucking opinions to yourself. I know I'm awesome. Enjoy the DJ New Style Show, you fucking dickheads.
Oh, snap!
Yes. Yes. Welcome, welcome, one and all, to your Tuesday night miracle. That's right, this is the DJ New Style Show. Exclusively on Hear Us Talk. That's HearUsTalk.com. The thing you do with your ears and the place to be. Home of such shows as Best in Show Radio, Truth Time Theater, Bug Zapper Radio, I Apologize, and this fine jewel that we're about to fix into the crown that is your ability to hear. What a fucking fall-on-your-face piece of shit introduction. That's what I do. My name is Ken, and with me, ladies and gentlemen, your friend, my friend, a guy named Steve. Steve, how you doing tonight, buddy? What's going on?
Feeling good. Feeling very good.
Is that it? Like, you're just going to give me that fucking Kevin...
I was waiting for you to say why.
That Kevin McAllister recorder toy bullshit fucking non-ending soundbite.
What was that thing? This shark...
Hello, do you want pizza?
Hello, do you want pizza?
It's just like some bullshit.
It was I saw some bullshit. It was a bullshit like BuzzFeed article that someone linked that said like toys that you had as a child that are worth tons of money now. And that thing was on it, and I'm like, I'm going through, and they're like, Mario Kart 64. I'm like, no, that's not worth a lot of money. And they're like, a Game Boy Color is worth $587. I'm like, no, that's just because somebody listed it on eBay at $587 does not mean that's what it's worth.
You mean a BuzzFeed list article is
yeah,
wrong?
It's getting close to not happening anymore. There was I forget what it was. There was something good on BuzzFeed.
I fucking hate BuzzFeed and their stupid list articles.
The
top 20 fucking things you'll remember if you ever took a breath. Oh, okay, great. And number one, Lay's potato chips. Remember those?
Oh, holy shit. That took me right back.
Number two, the fitted hat trend. Remember that? People wore them.
1995.
I'm
right back there.
But coming up right next, the next item is the new and renewed snapback trend. Wow. Fitteds are done. The adjustable snapbacks are back, Steve. You'd remember these things.
I wear one of them right now. That's my Yankee hat.
You just waited it out.
I got it in 2009. It was the 2009 Yankees championship hat. It was a snapback. So it's recent. 5 years recent.
I don't know when I last wore a baseball hat. I used to wear one every single fucking day of my life.
Yeah, me too. I haven't in a while.
The minute we were allowed to wear them in school, I'm like, I'm going to go with this.
Wait, they didn't let you wear them in school?
No, in grade school, we were not allowed to wear a hat. No.
I was never disallowed to wear a hat. I had a Gilligan hat I used to wear in high school every day.
Fucking Gilligan hat.
Yeah.
I remember there was a kid that wore a fucking...
Corduroy.
A bucket, basically.
A bucket?
That's what it is.
Wore a bucket?
No, he didn't actually wear a bucket, but it's like a bucket hat. That was the term.
What's a bucket hat? I have no idea what you're talking about.
What?
A bucket hat. What, it was like a fucking top hat, like a stovepipe hat?
Bucket is low. Rockaware's fit incredible. What? It's a bucket. It's a bucket hat. It's like the Gilligan hat is a bucket hat.
Oh. Is that what they're called? I just call them Gilligan hats.
Yeah.
Or a fishing hat or a drinking hat.
I mean, that's fair because those brimless African hats, I just call them Jim Brown hats. So
Those are like pliable fezes.
Oh, okay.
I don't know.
They're made out of like 1996 hacky sack material.
Yes, yeah. They're like knitted.
Yeah.
It's like a yarmulke, a knitted yarmulke that covers...
We're talking about something that probably has some like deeper meaning. It's not just a fashion statement. And it's worn by the likes of Jim Brown, who probably could still murder us if he's alive. Is he
Eric Badu?
Is Erykah Badu? Erykah Badu wears like a white Abe Lincoln hat at this point.
She was just in the news recently. She like there was somebody doing a news report in New York, and she like ran up to him and started kissing him.
And then she did like the stick your dick in fucking hand motion.
Yeah, she did the one hand is with the hole and the other hand with the finger in the hole.
Yeah, if you search for Erykah Badu hat, you'll see it's like there's one that's like a white stovetop hat or stovepipe, whatever the fuck Abe Lincoln.
Oh yeah,
was.
Yeah.
That's the one that she's been wearing
stove
lately.
Stovepipe, I think. My uncle actually at his wedding wore one of those.
The fuck?
I don't know. He was a crazy guy. He is a crazy guy.
Not just the top hat, but like the really, really tall.
No, it was like a good foot and a half high off his head. And, you know, it was straight up Abe Lincoln style. Jesus. Like, and he had the beard and everything going at the time. So he was repping Abe Lincoln at the time.
You know what? I'm looking at Abe Lincoln's hat. People exaggerate. It's not that big.
No, it was just almost like a flat top high cowboy hat.
Yeah.
It wasn't really a stovepipe.
No, but it's got a nice little trim around the top, a nice satin band at the top of the hat.
Yeah, not bad. Well, he was a president. He probably had some kind of dough.
And a big fucking musket. And a big musket hole right in the back.
Nice.
Jesus. Fucking aired out that shit. Oh, terrible. Terrible loss.
Yeah, but, United States had a terrible loss today.
Oh, bringing it back. Bringing back old wounds.
I want to bring everybody down. We lost to fucking Belgium. We lost to a country known for making chocolate.
And good beer. What?
Belgian beer. Yeah, you know what? The beer's better than chocolate, I have to say. Belgian white ale. Good shit. Good shit.
I like it.
Thank you, Belgium. Well, fuck you, Belgium.
Are you really that upset that the
No, because I'm more of a Germany fan. I've always watched Germany. It's United States and Germany. Usually, when I was watching the U.S. German game, I was cheering. I actually didn't know who I was cheering for until I started watching the game and realized, I kind of wanted the U.S. to win more. But I've always been a German fan. I watched Klinsmann, who is the U.S. coach now, but I watched him when he was on the German team, and I always cheered for Germany. But, everybody goes to their second pick. Everybody goes to their nation of origin since U.S. is out. So North America has been eliminated. Africa has been eliminated.
So your nation of origin, which is America, is out.
Well, you know, your nation of ancestry.
Exactly.
Ancestry.
Exactly, Steve.
I used the wrong word. Well, Australia wasn't even in it. I don't think they were, but
I don't know.
They're kind of a bust-ass continent.
I watched about 20 minutes of tonight's game.
Yeah, it was really. I mean, the U.S. goaltender Tim Howard, he set a record for having to fucking deal with the shit of our team not playing offense, but 16 saves, World Cup record. He was really good in goal, but
yeah, he was doing a great job. But
you can't win if you have no offense. If you don't fucking score
now,
a goal, it doesn't matter.
I'm not familiar with any of the players in the U.S. team, but I know that I get the sense by the amount of camera time that he had that the Billy Corgan guy is our big player.
Bradley, yeah, he fucking was terrible the whole World Cup. He was just awful.
Was he the replacement for Landon Donovan?
No, Landon Donovan was a striker. He was like one of the forward players. You'd have a wing in hockey or a forward in basketball. But Landon Donovan's old. Yeah. So, I mean, he's been playing for a long time, but I wasn't too. Yeah, he was famous. That's why people were all upset. Oh, he didn't get to play. We would have won if we had Donovan. That's like saying, like, the Yankees, if they didn't have Jeter, wouldn't have won World Series. I mean, you can't say that.
Dude,
shit.
Fucking Jeter, bro.
Yeah.
It's his fucking, it's his heroic last year. Every time he gets up, you fucking stand up.
What was it? Jeter's fireman.
The fucking firefighters, bro.
Firefighters, Jeter.
Bro. I heard Jeter was a firefighter.
I heard Jeter saved 18 people from a burning building.
Well, now that Landon Donovan had the World Cup off, maybe he could get the plugs, the hair plugs.
Oh, yeah, he's definitely going bald. He was actually an analyst for ESPN, which is covering the World Cup, which is kind of weird. Yeah, he hasn't gotten too much time. I think I've only seen him twice so far, and he's just like, yeah, they're doing the best that they can do. Well, way to say something that means nothing.
They're trying out there. They really are.
Yeah. Huh. They're playing the games, you know.
Yeah, well, I mean,
they're there and they're playing.
Do you think that burns him a little bit? That, like, he was snubbed.
I'm sure.
And they did pretty well. They, like, they're not the joke or the bastard of
No, they did.
The
they definitely did well. For I mean, they got out of their group
I'd
phase.
I'd say that they got some,
they
probably
lose
gained some respect a little bit for American soccer.
Yeah, I mean, usually American soccer is not considered any kind of threat.
The limey motherfucker announcers.
What's his
Tim
name?
Tim Howard. Clark? Tim Howard's putting up one of the best performances.
No,
he said one of the best performances we've seen tonight.
We've seen tonight, but it was
one of the best goalkeeping performances we've seen tonight. I guess what? Out of two?
Yeah, out of two.
Wow.
And actually the first game was during the day.
Yeah. Yeah. Just
no, but actually
fantastic.
The ESPN guy that does the play-by-play on the radio, he's this Irish guy. He's like really – he's got such a heavy Irish accent. It's just a pleasure to listen to the guy because he just says all sorts of crazy shit all the time. He's just like, we're in the Amazon and no – I can't even do the – I can't do an Irish
Tim guy. Howard doesn't deserve to be on the losing team. They just kept saying that.
Yeah, yeah.
And then zooming right in on fucking Bradley's bald face and head and skull.
See, I don't know about Bradley, because before they got Klinsmann, Bradley's father was the U.S. coach. So, you know, but that's when Bradley was actually good, and he was just awful the whole World Cup. But on to Deutschland, I'll cheer for...
Paint him blue and give him some fucking pipes to tap on for a little bit.
Yeah, yeah, that's cheer for the Germans and probably the Dutch. Even though I'm not Dutch, I like the Dutch, because they're crazy and their king goes to every game.
Yeah, I like a country with a king.
Yeah, and he's like a young dude. He's like 40.
We pretty much have a king. We have a king at this point.
Yeah, but he actually gets to make decisions. Yeah, but Holland, he's just like, yeah, I'm the king. I'm here at the soccer game, at the football game.
Yeah. Oh, God. It seems like he'd probably be a widely loved king, I guess. What problems do they have in Holland?
Dikes breaking, flooding, I guess.
Yeah, but they accept them there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, they can get married. Everything's fine over there.
Oh, yeah. They're very progressive.
That was a very stupid, terrible joke, Steve. Just want to let you know. I'm not proud of myself.
Oh, dikes can get married there.
You get it? Oh, God, I deserve to be electrocuted.
Bzz. Yeah, so...
You didn't roll with it, though. I noticed that.
Yeah,
you actually just like if we were both standing on a plank.
I just yes, man. Yeah.
If we were standing on planks and they're like, "Do you have anything you want to say for yourself?" And I'm like, "Well, what we think." And then you're just like twiddling your thumbs, whistling, and looking the other way while I'm digging my fucking hole and getting ready to have a boot put to my spine and launch me off the fucking boat.
That's what you can expect from me in the future. Don't worry about it.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
But the bandwagon soccer fans will go back and no one will be talking about it. And the people who do care about other countries and have followed other countries.
Oh, God. I'm already seeing the fucking posts in my
posts in your ad.
You know what? That's not that far off because I was actually trying to refer to a Facebook feed.
Yeah.
Which is nothing more than an ad.
Yeah, it's just an ad anyway.
But my friend Mike says, love my country as much as the next guy. But kind of relieved I won't have to hear another word about fucking soccer for another 4 years. Everyone can stop pretending that soccer is a real sport.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Like, you don't like it. That's fine. But it's not a guy driving a car in an oval. And it's not people, like, fucking bursting for 10 seconds and then fucking going to the sidelines to take oxygen. While they play another fucking 2 minutes.
Wow, that pit stop was amazing.
While they play another 2 minutes of a fucking Clydesdale selling you fucking shitty, pissy beer, and then another promo for the latest, isn't my husband fat and stupid sitcom? It's a fucking, you don't think it's a real sport because it doesn't interest you. But you couldn't fucking do it.
I mean, among real sports, I think soccer ranks pretty high, considering the guys run about 7 miles.
Oh, that's right, Mike. The world is wrong. The whole world is wrong.
Yeah, everybody
and you're
in the
right.
World.
God, I can't wait to see fucking the Hulkster smash another fucking chair over some fucking 50-year-old wrestler who refuses to quit his face. That's a real sport. I don't know. Fucking, I'm done with the people who are like, America football's better. I don't even fucking like soccer, but I can fucking look at it and recognize it as a skillful thing, a sport.
A sport where you do have to think, too. I mean, everybody is thinking of what they're doing, where they're going, where they are.
Even if you don't think of it at that level. They're running fucking 9 miles a game.
Yeah. And they have to actually do something else aside from running nine miles. They have to kick a ball and, you know, move, and they do fall down. It's like, guys, I was thinking today, guys in baseball, they go and dive for something, and everyone's like, oh, are they all right?
Oh, that's Charlie Hustle. He doesn't stop when first base gets...
He just ran 90 feet like a champ.
Dude, he just keeps running right through that base. If that guy has a ball, he's going to slide. Wow.
And baseball is my favorite sport, but I
our
will.
Greatest, you know. Our greatest heroes run full bore for 90 feet.
Yeah.
Great. He ran so fast, his helmet fell off. Wow. Yep. I mean, I don't even like soccer, but what irritates me is the indignance, the just fucking self-satisfied stroke session to write this fucking shit out.
Well, then you got Ann Coulter saying soccer is just demonstrating the decline of American interests in that. And also, anybody who likes soccer doesn't have a grandparent that was born in America. I'm like, what the fuck kind of statement is that? Like, okay, my great-grandfather was born in Hungary. What does that have to do with me? I wasn't even born yet. I can't control that shit.
I get the sense that she just runs out of shit to say.
No, she's that's... Shout out to Mr. Midnight Movie, but that's inflammatory talk right there. For the sole purpose of selling books and getting yourself in the spotlight.
I mean, that's what it is. She has a book, and maybe she uses some thought for it. I don't know. I've never read anything that she's done. I honestly only know her because I see people fucking posting
getting
things
pissed
that she
off
says.
At her. Yeah. Yeah. She just basically pisses people off, and that's that.
Yeah. But it seems like a pretty... If she said that, pretty fucking dumb thing to say.
Yeah.
With her, I can see the complete whites around your eyes, fucking creep eyes that she has.
Oh, God.
When your eyes are so open that you can totally see white, like your the color of your eyes are an island in the actual eyeball, you have fucking crazy eyes.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's crazy because a lot of the hardcore, you know, Fox News people are like, man, she's such a hot chick. I'm like, dude. Have you ever seen a model and then looked at her? Have you ever looked at her for real? Is the stuff coming out of her mouth actually making her look better?
I mean, they make her up okay, but her body looks like you crafted an attractive woman out of clay and just grabbed the shoulders and feet and stretched it a little too much.
Yeah, it's a disproportionate skeleton lady.
I mean, it's just, okay. This is fucking funny. I mean, whether you agree with her politically or not, the fact that someone took a picture of Ann Coulter and photoshopped a fucking stretched asshole where her mouth is.
Well, someone had to do it.
That is true dedication. And they match the skin tone and everything.
It's art. That's art right there.
It's a beautiful thing. I'm going to actually send this to you just because I think you need to see this.
Yeah, I do need to see that.
Yeah, there it is. You'll get it when you get it. But
yep.
Yeah, so she thinks soccer is evil. Who gives a shit?
I mean, honestly.
Does it matter what she says? and it looks like there's lipstick on it, too.
It looks like the Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
Oh, Christ. It's so true.
Fucking Lando's begging to be saved. Hanging in there. Boba Fett is living.
Boba Fett's gone. He's in
thousands of years. Just struggling.
Then he fights his way out.
Yeah. Just amazing. Yep. But yeah, it was a great game. But
it was, well, it was fun to watch. I mean, what, like watching the first.
It's not a real sport.
Until
it's not a real sport. God damn it! Now pass me my cauldron of fucking sweet and sour sauce and my fried chicken pieces.
Now get me my fried rice from the Chinese place.
If I can't watch it and think that I could do it in pajama pants, then it ain't a real sport. Now, granted, I know that my friend Mike enjoys sport. He watches UFC. He likes the NFL. But, man, I really lose a little bit of respect when someone can't just fucking see skill for what it is.
Yeah, like, I can understand people saying golf's not a sport. You know, golf seems more on the line of hobby than sport. You know, these guys are wearing, you know, like friggin' outlandish outfits that
golf?
You shouldn't be. Yeah, golf.
Golf
is, golf is a sport?
I don't.
Or is it a hobby? I mean, it skirts the line. It's somewhere in between. Just
I mean,
like
I don't
driving.
Know. I don't. I need to know what the definition of sport is at this point.
I mean, I think the guys in what was it?
Like, this is the type of question where it's like, you need a court of fucking officials to really determine what sport means when you ask that. Because to me, golf really requires no fucking muscle.
No.
It requires no fucking, I mean.
There's a 15-year-old girl in the ladies PGA.
It's a game of skill, but you don't have to be in shape to be good at it.
Right. Like, there should be a really fat guy that's good at golf.
Like, if bowling is a sport, like golf is basically what bowling is.
I'd say bowling's more of a sport.
No, I don't know about it. I would say golf and bowling are in the same category.
I'd put bowling slightly higher.
And maybe cornhole and fucking
cornhole,
and ladder
curling.
And ladder golf.
Curling, probably not a sport.
Lawn darts. You know, something where you just stand and maybe you're outside and then there's something that has to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
That is what golf, bowling, and all those things are. So the definition of sport, because I had to look it up, is an activity involving physical exertion.
Oh, there you go.
And skill in which an individual or team competes against another or others for entertainment. Now, the entertainment value of golf is debatable. However, there are people that are entertained, so that qualifies. You are competing against one another.
Yeah, but I would say professional wrestling would rank way higher in golf.
But you're not competing because that's all scripted.
Yeah, it's not actually. Then that's the one thing, but there's a lot of physical exertion. You have to agree with that. There's a high entertainment value. I'd say more so than golf.
But I think the people that like golf probably would disagree with you.
Well.
You know, I mean, it's all relative.
I could probably take the golf lovers out.
Let's just say it is entertaining. Like, I liked wrestling when I used to watch it because my friends watched it. But my favorite thing about it is, like, they would travel to this city, take over the basketball arena, set the ring up.
Yep.
And still, you know what? Let's just bring a few hundred extra chairs. We'll keep them under the ring just in case.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, fucking Stevie Ray or goddamn.
and tables.
Bubba Ray Dudley.
Set up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They don't know when they're, you know, there's going to be some extra tables potentially. They might have a fucking bake sale outside of the ring. So you got to keep it.
Sporadic buffet.
But all the fucking things that are just hidden under the ring. And they would pull him out and be like, oh, he's got a steel chair. But once I was watching it, and the guy pulled out like a fucking cookie sheet. And it was like the most unimpressive noise. It folded in half instantly. The guy couldn't even possibly muster the ability to feel hurt, phased, or pretend to be. And he just kind of just looked at it and threw it to the side. And then did one of those, I'm going to mush your face and punch the back of my hand, punches. But yeah, so as far as physical exertion, skill, and entertainment, yeah, that would be professional wrestling, but there's no competition because it's all scripted.
Yeah, it's
golf.
Definitely.
Golf, however, is a game of skill where you do compete, and it entertains somebody because they continue to fucking televise it. However, I don't know that there's a whole lot of physical exertion. I can go to a driving range.
Yeah, that's gotta be the lowest level.
I can hit infinite amount of golf balls.
Yeah, me too.
I will never, ever fucking get tired hitting a goddamn fucking bucket after bucket of balls.
Yeah, I'll probably get calluses on my hands before I get winded driving balls. Just because I hold the golf club too tight.
But, you know, you do need a friend to come by with your golf clubs and fucking pull that goofy towel that's, like, got a grommet in it. And it's, stapled to your bag.
Just because golfers exert such a high amount of energy that they need a caddy. Yeah. That necessitates a caddy.
Yeah. Well, you can't be burdened carrying your own clubs. You can't be.
You can't even be burdened by walking. That's why we have golf carts.
So you would be exerted physically if you had to carry your own clubs, but you don't. Now, bowling, competition, physical exertion, no. Skill, yes. Entertainment, who the fuck would watch bowling? Does anybody really watch fucking bowling? It never took off. You'll never win somebody over by having some, like, world competition of bowling. Like, all the people that never watch soccer but watch because of the World Cup, if there was a World Cup of bowling, you wouldn't win fucking anybody over.
See, I think that's the thing. It's national pride. It's just like the Olympics. I mean, you're going to cheer for the U.S. team in the curling for the Olympics, you know? Or the archery competition.
However, if it was just those two on their own, no one would give a fuck. The reason curling took off is because
what the hell what sports in the Olympics do you actually watch?
I don't watch any of them.
Outside of sports that are in the Olympics,
I don't watch any of them. Well, hockey is one. However, the only reason curling is popular, and the point I'm trying to make is that it's under the guise of the Olympics. It's another fucking peg to push towards a country, and you can still root. It's like, I don't give a fuck about this, but my country's going to win it.
Right.
Fuck you. Now, if you just had curling, it wouldn't fucking stand on its own. Just like bowling. Like, oh my God. What do you guys watch? Oh, fucking U.S. and China are competing right now. Oh, what are they doing? They're playing ladder ball.
Ping pong.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? Ping pong, high level of exertion if you watch the...
Completely boring.
I don't know. Some of the Asian teams are insane when you watch them.
But that's like going to the arcade in 1998
and watching Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, watching
high
DDR
level.
Or Skateboard Wear hey, or some other high, fucking thing.
Hey, highly entertaining watching someone play DDR?
No, it isn't.
I think it is when they're like really like you know out of shape people that are really into the game.
Oh, when it's like the fat ginger kid just doing
like,
that.
This game's the best.
That fucking Russian stomping move because he has no grace to him. Whereas the 10-year-old Asian girl's doing fucking backflips and jumping jacks and hitting and sticking every fucking step. Have you ever played DDR, Steve?
Never.
Never played it. I never
Not
did
once.
Either.
I played track and field on the old NES. What was that pad? Remember that pad?
The
that you
power
had?
Pad?
The power pad
the
that you
power
threw on the
pad that basically just had a series of Nintendo controllers wired.
Right.
Like
right.
They didn't...
And just put the buttons
lazy. They just stuck entire controllers in that fucking yoga mat that you plugged into your shitty Nintendo and rolled up.
It was basically twisters with sensors.
Yeah. Sensor, like 3-inch clicky clack fucking typewriter sensors.
Yeah.
I'm gonna run. I'm playing track and field in my fucking living room in front of a goddamn Radiation King TV.
If I remember correctly, if you played track and field with that and you did like the long jump, you basically like ran as fast as you could. Like it was basically alternating left and right as fast as possible.
Yeah.
Then you just jump off the pad.
That's it.
that was your long jump.
And you could just basically sidestep it. It wouldn't know.
Yeah, you just jump off the pad. You're supposed to jump in the air and then land.
Yeah.
But you just jump off the pad and you just go into infinity. And then you hit the alien.
Oh, shit,
Chaplain.
That's incredible. That's really, it was just waiting for a successive click that never came.
Yep.
So you turn into Superman.
Yep.
Now running for the United States Superman.
I'd love to get a power pad back and hook up my old NES. And I never had a power pad. I only had the NES. I never had any crazy controllers like that, like the U-Force or the power glove.
What was the U-Force?
That was for Genesis, actually. I don't think it was for Nintendo. That was actually very much ahead of its time. It was a motion sensor. Ugh. It was like a laptop. Like it opened up like a laptop.
All I remember,
you'd move your hands.
Okay, I see this thing. Yeah, that's right. That's it. It looks like a battleship board almost, but it detects where your hand is.
U Force.
I remember it being in James Way, a store local only to our area.
Yeah, and James Way was the shit.
Finding a power glove that was returned, and it was marked down to $10. I asked my mom. I said, "Mom, I need this. We have to get this." She goes, "What is that? So you could play your games?" And I'm like, "Yeah." And she goes, "How much? $10." Nope. Put it back. And I was like, "Oh, come on!" I was so mad. And then I never actually saw one. I never got to use one. I never saw one in action. I know we did this. We discussed this a while back. But I saw that Angry Video Game Nerd, and it looked like the most frustrating piece of shit ever.
Was.
And I'm so glad my mom was didn't have the foresight, but was just not interested in paying $10 for that fucking peripheral.
Yeah, that was definitely. It was more angering than it was fun to use.
That fucking commercial where it looks like you're boxing in front of a fucking 10
Mike Tyson's punch out.
10-foot by 10-foot TV, and you're just fucking doing the freeze frame from Rocky style punch, just jumping up with your fist in the air, beating the shit out of Mike Tyson. Oh, that sold it. But I should have guessed that thing was returned and marked down.
There's a reason why someone returned it.
Yeah. It's because it's a piece of shit. But anyway, yeah. So soccer, that is a sport, my friend. Golf,
I'd say it's a sport.
What would you call golf? I would just say an activity.
A spobby.
No, it's just an activity. It's something that somebody likes to do.
It's a leisure activity.
Yeah, Tiger is a professional activity participant.
Not even anymore. Well, like, he's ranked so low, like... I can't believe all the hype Tiger Woods has even gotten in his lifetime for being good at putting a little ball in a little hole far away.
Well, I mean, he was pretty good at it.
Yeah, he was.
For quite some time.
But I think the sport itself, you know, it's or the whatever it is, leisure activity. You know, you got to take all that with a grain of salt. Like, even football, like, you know, those guys are going out and getting fucking destroyed constantly.
Yeah, they are basically...
Same with boxing. I mean, boxing matches...
Boxing and football and, like, UFC,
those guys are getting hurt. WWF.
These men are competing for money that they know they won't have the years to spend.
Right.
Like, we save, you know, for our future, you know. Maybe you put a little away for the time when you can't work anymore, for your retirement, you try and sock some away. You want to have something to sit on. These people don't even need to bother doing it because they're going to be brain dead at 52. And then, and then brought in on some fucking Matt Lauer interview where he talks down to him, like, "Why did you do it?" And then they just shake their way out of their shitty suits and, "I didn't know if it was bad." And it's fucking terrible. But... it sells a lot of Budweiser. Sells a lot of fucking premiere episodes of shitty shows. And goddamn if it doesn't sell fucking a lot of jerseys with fucking logos on it.
Well, that's the way things go now.
Yeah, a lot of logos. And I guess the Redskins are still going to be doing their thing. They're still going to be called the Redskins. They didn't fold on that yet.
I think the U.S. Patent Office took away their rights to the name of the Redskins.
It doesn't mean they can't be the Redskins.
Doesn't mean it, but anybody can be the Redskins and not have to get sued over being the Redskins.
Yeah.
Like my middle school. My middle school is the Redskins.
It's true.
I thought it was fucking stupid. I'm like, okay, we're an old Indian guy, you know, old Native American dude. That was the picture. Like our middle school mascot was exactly the same as the Washington Redskins picture on their, you know, their logo.
You want to know how stupid my fucking middle school was? You want to get?
What did you have? What'd you have?
The mascot?
Yes.
It was the Laker Lions.
Wait, it wasn't just the Lions, you were the Laker Lions?
Yeah.
So yeah. It was like a mashup between the LA Lakers and the Detroit, or the...
Yeah. So
Detroit, the other Lions.
It was the Lakers for years, and then all of a sudden, someone decided it would be cool to have a mascot run up and down the sidelines during a game, but how do you dress up as a lake? So they decided, hey, we got a cheap lion costume, so why don't we just tack on the word lions?
Oh, my God.
It was fucking awful shit ever.
We never had anybody dress up, I don't think, even in middle school or high school. In high school, we were the Golden Panthers, which I thought was pretty cool. I'd never heard of a Golden Panther. I thought it was, you know, like mythological.
Why is it that every costumed mascot does that thing with their arms where they like they roll one over the other and then they just like punch? You know that fucking like move?
Isn't that Mike Tyson? And Mike Tyson's, oh no, that's Bald Bull.
It's almost like what's that one? Fuck, what's that penalty where like offsides maybe or like pass interference or something? It almost looks like a ref rolling his arms one over the other, almost like a...
False start,
yeah, that's what it is. They always do the fucking false start thing and then just fucking throw an uppercut to the crowd. And then they make a little quick trot 50 yards down, they do the same fucking move, roll their arms a little bit, and then they throw another uppercut with the other hand. Maybe they do a backflip, maybe they do a somersault, and then they're fucking escorted off the field. Does that raise anybody's fucking spirits?
No. See, I think mascots are dumb. Mascots are dumb. Like the Yankees don't have a mascot. There's never been a Yankees mascot, ever. It's the Yankees.
It's usually just like an elderly fan who has done something for 50 years.
Yeah, it's Derek Jeter.
Here's Louis. He's been to every game, and he brought a cowbell every day. He call him Cowbell Louie. Or like, here comes the guy with the fucking the cymbals. Like, it's always just some fan who has just been a fan forever. And he is basically the de facto mascot.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah. That's like the guy who initiates the roll call for the bleacher creatures in Yankee Stadium.
Is there a roll call? I didn't know that.
Yeah, they do, you know, like the Derek Jeter. They do that to everybody in the first inning. Oh, it's the guys at the bleachers. But there's one guy that says the name. Never heard of the Bleacher
Creatures.
There
was a fucking mascot for the Yankees from 79 to 81.
Oh, I don't even want to know.
Dandy.
Dandy. Oh, my God.
Yankee Doodle Dandy.
Oh, my God.
And he had a mustache like Thurman Munson.
It can't be like as bad as the Philly Fanatic or Mr. Met.
Oof.
Mr. Met is just bad. The Philly Fanatic is bad.
They love that fucking Fanatic in Philadelphia, though.
They do. They love it.
Yeah.
And it has nothing to do... Isn't a Philly a horse? Shouldn't their mascot be a fucking horse? It should be one of those dudes with a latex horse head.
I think it's just the fact that they're from Philadelphia. So they're from Philly.
They're the Phillies.
Yeah, I'm from fucking Philly. I like cream cheese and not having good arteries. Hey, I'm from fucking Philly. I like fucking huge
slices. I'm Jilly from Philly.
I like huge slices of pizza, dirty cities, and I like fucking having a bunch of fucking assholes yell at me when I'm ordering food.
I like bricks.
I love being from fucking Philly. Fuck Philly.
Said nobody ever.
Yeah, I like having a third-rate Thanksgiving Day parade where fucking people from fucking 10 seasons ago of American Idol sing a fucking shitty ballad on the back of a Jeep Wrangler. Hey, I'm from fucking Philly. Man, that Thanksgiving Day parade in Philly is fucking sad.
Yeah.
It's a motorcade of like the what was that fucking like the Geo Jeep? Remember Geo, the car?
Oh, the Geo, yeah.
But, like, the Geo Tracker. Like, they couldn't even get the fucking Wranglers. Just a series of four Geo Trackers and a bunch of people who might have been on a fucking reality show. And then one, like, child act who could make it, but probably won't. And they make a stop at the fucking library stairs where Rocky ran up. And they all they dodge the bags of garbage that the city didn't have time to pick up. It's a depressing fucking place. Hey, I'm from fucking Philly.
Yeah. I've been through.
Welcome to the city of brotherly love.
And I was so fucking unimpressed.
And fucking inexplicable garbage piles.
I was so unimpressed with Philly when I was going out to Cleveland with a couple of my friends, and we went through Philly. And I'm like,
you know, a city is bad if you pass through it and you decide, nah, let's just make our way to Cleveland and have a better time.
No, we were making our way to Akron.
Oh, Jesus.
Not even Cleveland. Cleveland was after Akron, but we wanted to get to Akron as fast as possible.
Like, think of the foods that fucking Philly's known for.
A cheese steak.
Cream cheese, fucking cheese steaks. And what? And fucking Italian ice that they call water ice?
No, they're not known for that.
I don't know.
I think the Italians are known for that.
Oh, for fucking Philly. I can't. I don't know. Their signature foods are basically enough to kill an elderly man.
It's a very strange culture because it spills over into southern New Jersey. And I'm pretty sure that's why northern New Jersey dislikes southern New Jersey. There is no central Jersey, no such thing. As soon as you pass Rutgers, you're in South Jersey.
That's
true. Rutgers is at the line.
Yeah,
you know, they have the food. Well, they had the food trucks. Unfortunately, they got rid of them for some reason. But
oh, really?
Yeah, it was like a health concern or something, and they banned the food trucks from Rutgers. Yeah, it was a couple years ago.
You know those guys that never get bathroom breaks and just hang out inside of a fucking trailer all day and then sneak off behind a fucking fry-a-later?
Yeah.
They put chicken pieces into, and then you just don't see them for a little bit, and then they serve you food again 10 minutes later? There's a health concern with those immovable trailers?
Yeah.
I had no idea. Wow. Hey, if we can fry it or heat it up on a hot piece of metal for 10 seconds, we'll put it on bread for you.
Yep.
Wonderful. I wonder if Pat Fermanaki got to name his sandwich before they finally closed down. I don't know.
He didn't name it that day? That was a great video,
I think he was going to name it. Yeah, it's a long time ago now. But
the Fat Pat, wasn't it?
He should have, but I think he wanted to name it the Fat Opie and Anthony.
As an
homage.
The Fat Pat, you can't.
As an homage. The guy is very loyal.
Yeah. He was.
It's respectable. Very respectable. I don't know. I mean, I've eaten a number of those fucking sandwiches while shit-faced drunk and enjoyed myself.
You're probably the only one.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
I enjoyed the questionably ethnic people. Like, I indiscernibly ethnic. I don't know if
Are
they were
Indian, Mexican.
Didn't know if they were Spanish or Arabic, but they would yell at you. They'd randomly call one of the people in the crowd their dog. You are my dog. They would like you. They would hate you. They would be very excited when you ordered the fat bitch sandwich. Who is fat bitch? I have one fat bitch. You are fat bitch? Fat bitch. They loved that shit.
I would have loved that shit, too.
And now what are they doing?
No, they probably went to L.A. and they're probably making tons of money.
L.A. Yeah, they put tiger stripes on their fucking food truck.
Yeah, that's the new place to have a food truck is L.A. Ugh. I'd do it, man.
But
food trucks, they're lucrative, very lucrative.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
No, they're not.
I think they are.
There's what was that guy? That fucking barbecue sauce guy, Cripple Creek. He got the food truck going. He was a chef. Fucking fell right through his ass. Fuck it. It's not a guarantee.
Well, if you have shitty food, it's not a guarantee. But if you have good food, you could probably do it.
I think the thing is, you have to have something that just, you know, that could be eaten as a meal. And isn't just a side dish that you decided to just make the best form of.
Like, you could do it with a side dish.
Check this out. It's my macaroni and cheese truck. Like, no. No, people don't want to eat macaroni and cheese every fucking day. You actually can't, unless you're in fucking Philadelphia, where they're happy to just eat melted cheese. No! I'm from fucking Philly. You think I want lettuce? Fuck you!
I want brisket and cheese.
Brisket? No. It's not brisket. It's like fucking... It's thinly sliced fucking bullshit sirloin. That's all it is. It's and in the shittier places, it's fucking Steak-ums. They say no Steak-ums on every
Steak-ums.
On every fucking menu. No Steak-ums. But let's face it, it's fucking Steak-ums. Piece of shit.
God, I haven't had a Steak-um in years.
They're not good.
No, they're terrible.
Yeah, it's like steak fucking like the.
No, it's like a gyro. It's like a gyro.
Well, that is the type of shit that you would use on a beef gyro.
Yeah.
Definitely steak, fucking Steak-um. The gyro where they have the spinning lamb that just sweats constantly.
See, that's the real way.
Yeah.
And they got that nice little shaver thing.
Yeah.
They get round. Oh, I love that. I love watching them shave that.
Yeah, it's good.
Beautiful. Barbacoa. Barbacoa is some good shit.
The ironic thing is they use the same shearer that they use to take the wool from the animal they're spinning around on that fucking hot poker.
Hey, little lamb hair doesn't hurt anybody.
Tzatziki sauce is delicious.
Oh, I made a whole ton of tzatziki this.
To what sauce? Is that melted American cheese?
What?
I don't want it if it ain't American cheese. Melt it.
What is American cheese? I mean, is that even really cheese?
No, it's classified as a cheese food.
Is it a processed cheese spread?
It's as much cheese product. As Breyers is ice cream.
Yeah, it's processed cheese product.
Breyers actually says frozen dairy dessert.
It's not even ice cream.
No. Like, they're paying money because they legally can't use less letters. They're spending more money in printing because their product is garbage. Legally, they have to tell you it's garbage, and they found a clever way to comfort you into eating it. But we got Girl Scout cookie variety of this frozen dairy dessert. Mom, I want ice cream. Oh, well, we have Breyers. Is that ice cream? No, it's a frozen dairy dessert. Frozen dairy dessert.
Warning flags.
Yeah. Frozen dairy dessert. Search it out. Breyers converts ice cream to frozen dairy desserts. That was like a fucking year ago at this point. They
Really? They had to change what they called it?
Yes, because they
I was unaware.
Oh shit, hold on a second. What the fuck does I don't even know why the fuck they said this. Okay. Under federal law, to be called ice cream, a product must meet a certain standard of identity, which in this case requires that there be at least 10% milk fat in the product. Holy shit! In that fucking gallon, they can't even have 10% of it be milk fat?
No, way too expensive, son.
Yeah, we just basically found a bunch of old milk jugs, filled them with water, shook them out into what we call a vat, but which is actually a bathtub. And
it's actually a garbage can. It's a garbage can.
Oh, Breyers. It's American. I love it.
American garbage cans.
Oh, God damn it. So the ingredients, frozen dairy dessert, milk, sugar, corn syrup, cream.
Of course,
whey,
corn syrup's in there.
Mono and diglycerides.
Glycerides.
Carabin gum, guar gum. Carrageenan. Natural flavor.
Yeah, natural flavor.
Natural flavor. Now, that could be anything.
Salt.
Cum. It's just fucking...
Close.
It's this guy named...
It's natural flavor.
It's this guy named Carl, who everybody calls Curly, who just jerks off into the tub, which we call the vat.
That's kind of scary because there is an ice cream place very close to my house.
It's Curly's Frozen Dessert Empire.
Yeah. Yes, Curly's.
Yeah. Does he come out of there fucking red-faced and winded, just wiping himself with a sheet? Oh, man.
Have some of the vanilla. It's the best.
You know what? You know what I tell the kids? Do something you love. Jesus Christ. There's so many just random different kinds of gum. It's like, you know what? This carabine gum and guar gum, not doing it. We need to add palmitate and tarragum. Those two gums will really make this thing taste like ice cream.
Ice cream you could chew and blow bubbles with.
Yeah. And just stick on the fucking seat of the train. and throw on the evergreen tree of a fucking next to the waiting line of an amusement park ride.
Oh, speaking of which, welcome back, Traction Park.
Action Park is opening.
Accident
up again.
Park, yeah.
When are they opening? Are they open now?
Apparently, they are open because I saw a commercial today during the Yankees game.
What was did they have a catchy 80s commercial?
Action Park. Yeah, they had a whole.
I really want to hear this. Hold on.
The original Action Park.
Oh, that's a 2014 commercial. Oh,
nice. No, that's the
guess
one I saw today.
Guess who's back?
Baby, let the thing you in the action hot. Action Park.
The action's back at legendary Action Park in nearby Vernon, New Jersey. Test yourself on high thrill attractions like our famous Tarzan swings, free falling cliff jumps, the wild Colorado River Rapids, and try our newest, most insane ride ever, the Zero G. Visit Action Park.
No, I'm sorry, I disagree, Action Park. The most insane ride ever was the fucking. The loop that you didn't have physicists look at.
And that was
that
the
fucking
first time, the first time I went to Action Park, they were disassembling that. Because three people had died like the day before.
three people died.
They had the Alpine slide, and then they had this other thing. It was like remember when you played, what was that game in high school, and you sat on scooters?
A floor hockey.
It was like with a big ball. And you would, it was almost like soccer with a big ball.
But you sat on those things that, like, you know, normally.
Everybody would run over your fingers with.
You put a fucking plant on it to move, like a big heavy pot.
Right, right.
But all of a sudden, this is the fucking learning tool of physical education for the 80s.
Exactly.
The little square scooter.
The square scooter.
The fingertip ruining scooter.
Yeah, they had, like, this cement, like, luge. That you would go down in one of those things. It was basically almost like a skateboard hybrid with one of those.
Yeah, it was a slide that was made out of concrete, and you would ride this wheelie, this square seatbeltless scooter with swivel wheels.
You just sat on it and held on.
And you would hold on and ride it down. But they did have safety in mind because they've equipped it with the handbrake from a plastic big wheels. They did have the handbrake on there.
There was no handbrake when I went on it.
Oh, they added that later.
Basically, you just went down.
And that just caused more problems because they just kept sending people down, too. They wouldn't just wait until you fucking were done. They would just send people behind you.
So if somebody wiped out, you have a guy coming behind you going 80 miles an hour on a scooter with no brakes.
And you know, these kids, if kids are listening to this, they'll be like, well, what's the big deal? Naturally, we're all wearing helmets.
Yeah.
You better, if you were on the Alpine slide in the 80s, your only saving grace is that people had poodle hair that was armored with fucking Aquanet ozone destroying spray.
Yeah,
that was
your
the only
saving grace
thing.
Was if you wiped into the grass surrounding it.
Yeah.
If you wiped on the ride, on
if you
on
were in the middle
cement,
lane. If you were in the middle lane, you're never going to reproduce. Even on a successful run, you're lucky to fucking have your genitals, your feet, and your shins completely unscathed.
Right.
But the worst ride was that enclosed water slide that had a loop.
Yep.
And just fucking ended after the loop. Like, it would basically launch you direct straight down 20 feet. Because you didn't have enough momentum to get over the loop, and you would just kind of fall right through where the loop carried you down, this perfect fucking chasm, and land you right on your neck. And apparently Steve was there the day after three people died.
Yeah, they were disassembling it.
I refuse to believe three people died in one day.
No, it was one person died.
Okay.
And it might have been a week before, but they were... Like, there was cranes there disassembled.
Hold on, stop the line. Somebody died here. Oh, they're out? Okay.
I was getting on the Colorado River Rapids where you have like eight people who don't know each other, basically trying to steer a gigantic inner tube down a cement water slide that wasn't smooth cement somehow. It was like stucco cement.
Oh, yeah.
It was just like completely rough on the bottom. If you fell off that thing And then another person came down, like you said, because they didn't wait.
Yeah.
It is, all right, it's been 2 minutes. Next person goes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Meanwhile, you're off the ride, but still in the middle of where people are coming down. You'd have this 8 people sitting in a freaking inflatable. I don't even know what it what you, it was like a lazy Susan in the middle.
Lazy Susan.
Jesus. Yeah, it was like a circle. It was like a circle with like 8 seats, like suspended by an inner tube.
Jesus.
So everyone's standing there and they're like, "Oh, look around! It's so cool!" And then meanwhile, people would be running over you.
Pretty much every one of their attractions. Like the only way you could make it out safe is if you wore like biker gang leathers.
Yeah,
and it's 90 degrees, so you're not gonna. So you're gonna wear shorts because it's supposed to be summer fun. But you know you're gonna fucking skin like, and when I say skin, down to the fucking shin bone.
Right. Oh yeah, I definitely had like my knees were bleeding when I left, and I only went there once.
Yeah. They, Jesus Christ. I like how the attractions they show in the Action Park commercial are really just people jumping off of things.
Yeah, that's what it is. I mean, I did the cliff jumping, and that was probably the safest thing I could have done.
Did they have the Alpine slide anymore?
I don't know if they had the Alpine slide.
That would be sheer balls for them to open the fucking Alpine slide. That's what they were known for.
Yeah, the reason they were known for that was because when you went to go park in the parking lot, that was in the parking lot section. So you'd see people going down the Alpine slide when you're parking
your
car.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes.
Hello, you there? You hear me?
I'm here. I'm here.
Sorry, we had a little bit of a fuck up there. But the best thing I'm seeing in this commercial is that they showed a piece of the 80s commercial, and it's all, you know, huge fucking perm hair and one-piece bathing suits, and now it's these fucking... these hot, like, young blonde fucking girls in, like, the tiniest of bikinis.
So you have even less protection.
Exactly. They're showing, it's like, oh, look, she's having a great time in this death trap wearing a bikini. Yeah, no, she's gonna be fucking irreparably scarred.
I like how the new one is called the most insane ride at Action Park.
Today. Like,
today. Yeah.
They've completely forgotten their past of being a horror show and a family ruiner.
Like, if you're over the age of 20, you probably know that just means certain death.
Like, you hear the stories about Six Flags Great Adventure, and I say Six Flags Great Adventure just to accommodate the people who aren't from this state, because let's face it, it's fucking Great Adventure.
It's Six Flags everywhere else, but it's Great Adventure here.
Like, when they had Free Fall, you'd hear the stories like, dude, this fucking girl comes down there, swallowed her hair, died. You'd hear stories like this.
But oh, you know what I used to do?
It was always the same two or three stories. With Action Park, it's like the same two or three stories, but you're hearing it about, like, people's cousins, and then you see them, and they're fucking disfigured. Like, you're actually experiencing and witnessing the victims of this place.
Yes.
And they choose just to fucking ignore it and show it as this fucking fun we all used to remember back when Five Alive was healthy.
Five Alive?
When people thought that fucking corn syrup juice was just like another healthy alternative to orange juice.
It's better than sugar.
Yeah, fuck
definitely.
It comes from corn. It's vegetables.
Vegetable sugar. It's better
as far as I'm concerned, it's like drinking a V8, which also has corn syrup in it.
Yes, it does.
Oh, Christ. Well,
what I'm surprised is they actually had the Tarzan swing in that, because a lot of people got injured on that.
That requires you gripping onto something and then jumping off of something.
Yeah, because...
which could easily be fucked up by you losing your grip instantly and then just careening down this fucking rough landscaped
wall.
It's not like it's a smooth fiberglass cliff. It's like lava rock.
Yeah, it's the actual side of a cliff.
It's a face grating fucking land formation that was put together by probably illegals. Let's be honest. They just wanted to get the job done. There was no care for anything.
No, they weren't going down it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if anybody with a science background has never even set foot in the new Action Park.
I'd like to see if there's a webpage out there that's gonna have a death count that for the new Action Park first year death count.
They're so ballsy. They probably have the death count right at the fucking entrance.
it's just an LED screen.
Yeah, it's been 0 days since our last death
fatality,
and it's just painted. It's not even a digital sign.
And it's been painted over multiple times.
I mean, at least they're being real. They're gutsy, but they're being real with it.
Yeah,
somebody dies every day here. It'll be $53, and your family might have fun. At least three quarters of them.
You want to take bets?
About a death closing? I think they're going to be okay this time.
So you think zero deaths first year?
Oh, no way. There will always be deaths at Action Park.
This is what I'm saying. You want to take a gentleman's bet, $1. We'll, you give me your
how about you give me yours, and I'll say over under.
3.
I'm going to say over. Way over. I'm thinking at least 523 deaths this year.
All right. I'm going to say
take however many gun deaths there were in Chicago, the city of Chicago.
Multiply by 2.
And that's about where we're going to be this summer. In this 3 month span,
they're getting a late start
of this place with 6 rides and an attendance of 500. I think there will be 523 deaths.
All right, so over 3, you win. 3 and under, I win.
Okay, good.
All right,
you're on. It is a bet. It's a bet.
But you know what? They might honestly. Well, 3 and under, I win. Right. Yeah, I just said that. Then,
yeah, because I said over 3.
Yeah, I think if they have 2 deaths, I might shut it down again.
Well, you know, they did have 3 deaths the day before you went there. So
they just
squirted a little WD-40 down the fucking tube. Or sent a couple more down.
Yeah, send the fat guy down. Clear it out.
Yeah, the fat guy was like the stent. Of the water slide. Just open it up a little bit. Send the fat guy down. We got a couple of dead skinny people.
We need an angioplasty here. Yeah. Who's the fattest one that wants to go down?
Hey, Wade, get over here.
Knock them all out.
Put these water wings on. I don't want to go down. They just throw a fucking ham down there. Fucking
they give you a little push.
Dives through. Gets stuck in. They have to remove one segment with a crane.
That's what they did.
Chubby arms out of one, just fucking blue feet sticking out of the end. Ugh. All right, well, why don't we wrap this up, Steve? It's the DJ New Style Show on Heroes Talk. It's heroestalk.com. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Make a purchase. You know you need stuff. You like buying stuff. Go to heroestalk.com/Amazon. Click the link over to Amazon. Make a purchase. You get stuff. We get a small cut. That's what I like to call a win-win. Listen to all the other shows on heroestalk.com. That's Best in Show Radio, Bug Zapper Radio, Truth Time Theater, I Apologize, and of course this. Subscribe, download everything we've ever done, and encourage others to do the same. Thank you for listening, however it is you listen. Steve, is there anything you'd like to say?
Hit 'em, my love, I can quit 'em.
Get that motherfucking camera out of my face! Thank you.